Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey y'all, what's up? We are live in the building. This is the Lawyer Henderson Show. This is the show that brings you everything that you want to hear, the great news. And let's let them know that we're live on Instagram. If you're live, go out. Go ahead and go to YouTube so you can hear me on live, live there in YouTube. I know that you all might be listening to other platforms right now. But we got a lot to talk about here today on the Lawyer Henderson Show. Joe Biden, the Electoral College, has declared that he's the winner. Also, he also mentioned, remember, before, they're going to be a dark winner. What did he mean? But also, the vaccinations have also now been the first doses have been basically released. And the question is, do we in the black community trust these vaccinations? And that is the question of the day on the Lawyer Henderson Show. So I hope you all just take time, hit that thumbs up button if you're on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you have not. Go ahead and get the lights up. Go ahead and hit the lights button. Get that YouTube button. Hit that YouTube button. Get the lights up. The Lawyer Henderson Show is on the Blog Talk Radio program, and we are streaming live nationwide, worldwide. And also, go ahead, if you're on Instagram, remember, you can basically like the video there as well. And also, don't forget that once the Instagram, because Instagram like to hate a lot, go ahead and go to YouTube at Lawyer Henderson TV to finish listening to our broadcast when Instagram decide it wants to cut me off. All right, we're on Blog Talk Radio. The Lawyer Henderson Show is live. As you know, if you do want to call in, as always, I tell you the number. It is 516-418-5867, 516-418-5867. We're going to be talking about the vaccines. And Joe Biden saying, here comes a dark winter. Before we get to the topic of the day, don't y'all know that this dude, Jeff Lowe, it's Joe the Exotic. I guess his real name is Jeff Lowe. I might be wrong or mistaken, but he's trying to get a pardon from President Trump. You know, this is a guy who basically were having sex with his boyfriend and then also having sex with animals. And so now he's trying to get a pardon before Donald Trump leaves office. And it's like, dude, you already got convicted. Go ahead and do your time, because that is some real nasty S-H-I, you know the rest. So that fool is still just trying to get a presidential pardon, and I'm like, nah, you don't need no presidential pardon, man. All the stuff that you're doing, dude, you don't need to be out right now. Yeah. Well, in other news, we also are still having an update on the young man, the black man who got shot. I think he was 23 years old, Casey Goodman Jr. CNN was still reporting that the deputy sheriff there in Ohio is claiming that the shooting was justified. All right, we're going to basically read a portion of the CNN's article for fair use rights and give us ability to critique this. And as you already know, they always try to white explain whenever they kill a black person. Of course, we went over this millions and millions of times about how the police try to rationalize and justify every black male shooting or black person shooting in general. But CNN reporting that Franklin County Sheriff's Office deputy was in Columbus, Ohio on December the 4th looking for violent offenders. Instead, he fatally shot Casey Goodson Jr., a 20-year-old black man. So it says that a Franklin County Sheriff's Office deputy was in Columbus, Ohio, on December the 4th looking for violent offenders. Instead, he fatally shot Casey Goodson Jr., a 23-year-old black man who had no criminal background, according to the family attorney, and was not the target of any investigation. Goodson's mother said that he was shot as he was trying to enter his home after returning from the dentist and Subway, a quick stop he made to get sandwiches for his 5-year-old brother and 72-year-old grandmother. Found Goodson lying on the ground, family attorney Sean Walton told CNN. My grandson was just got shot in the back when he come in the house. Goodson's grandmother told 911 operator. He went to the dentist or somewhere and came home, she later said. All I know is there's a bunch of gunfire. He's not a bad kid. He doesn't have a police record. He works. I don't know what happened. Goodson had put his keys into the door before he was shot and fell into the kitchen, Walton said. Hours after the shooting, his key remained hanging on the door, the attorney added. A reminder to his family of how close he was to safety, attorney said. Now, again, we have oftentimes looked at, you know, how the police lie, and they are already is trying to determine that this is a justified shooting. They accused him of pointing a gun at them. You know how the police lie. So we see over and over that black men, we're in a state of emergency. And that this country is not going to let up. These police officers are murderers. And we don't want them in our neighborhoods anymore.
Casey Goodson's mother, Tawa Payne.
Well, hold on. They're playing the audio here. Hold on. We have to make that very clear that we don't want these race soldiers in our communities no more. All of that talking about integration or multiculturalism, we got to get that crap out of our mind. We don't want these folks, these race soldiers, in our communities no more. Because every time they come into the...
And the Goodson family attorney, Sean.
Now, there's a new guy. Now, he looked kind of like Lee Merritt with the bald head. But, no, every time that these race soldiers come into our community, you find that we are shot and killed for no apparent reason, and then we're back on the news constantly talking about another black man. We got to get these race soldiers up out of our neighborhoods. And that's the reason why we continue to talk about defund the police, because the Democrats are complicit in these crimes. They don't go after the police. They're trying to talk about setting up a commission where they know that this is not going to work. We have plenty of commissions set up, and we found that they didn't do a damn thing for us. We got to get these race soldiers out of our communities, period. That's the only way. But the article from CNN goes on to write that the Columbus Division of Police is handling the investigation into the shooting, and the U.S. Attorney Office in Southern Ohio has opened a civil rights investigation. Columbus Police Chief Tom Quaylen on Thursday filed for an independent, meticulous, unbiased investigation with a singular focus, getting to the truth to what happened to Casey Goodman and why. For more than a week after the shooting, many questions remain. You know, here's what we know so far. Now, again, the mother was on CNN with her attorney, Attorney Walton, and basically, again, same old thing. No real facts about what the police were alleging. They, of course, provided vague details about the moments leading up to the shooting. And this Jason Mead shot him. Jason Mead, the sheriff deputy who shot Goodson, was working for the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force looking for violent offenders at that time. But Goodson was not the person being sought by the task force, police said. Authorities have provided vague details about the moment prior to the shooting, but it's still unclear what led to the interaction between the two and what exactly the interaction looked like. But here's the thing. This was a 23-year-old black man. And, of course, you always have to wonder when your kids walk home, especially when they're black, you know, you know that these race soldiers are in your neighborhood. Man, they are always looking for black men because that's the only people who they shoot. But see, the problem, like I keep saying, is black men, we are complicit in this stuff ourselves. Because you got the older black civil rights generation, they have been working with these white supremacists for so long, and it's like now your kids are looking at the aftermath of these shootings and murders by these thugs with badges. And so they are going to continue to kill us. Like I said, and I don't mean to be a broken record, we got to get these race soldiers up out of our communities real quick. Real quick. Because this is going to, the only way that this is going to end if we start to do our own community policing. That's how it's going to really be very effective. We got to, like I said, these folks, man, are killing our kids. They are killing our kids left and right. We got to get their asses up out of our neighborhoods. We got to get them up out of our neighborhoods. I don't give a damn who the police hired. They should not be working in our communities. We know that these folks are race soldiers. A lot of them are race soldiers, and they're going to continue to do what race soldiers do. And they talk about setting up a commission. There is no way to rehabilitate a race soldier. It's just not. But we will keep you updated with this investigation into this particular case. We're also getting a report that a black man had been hung. We'll bring that story to you as we come on tomorrow. So we'll be talking about a lot of black folks just getting hung, found dead by the police, getting hung. Dude, it's getting heavy out here. It is getting heavy out here. Okay, but that has been those two updates topics here on the Lawyer Henderson. Or 7:30, we'll hopefully come on tomorrow. Go ahead and hit that thumbs up button. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into it. The vaccine rolls out. Joe Biden wins electoral college. Now you must prepare for this dark winter that Joe Biden's been talking about. Now, the question is, do we basically trust the vaccines? Okay, there was two black women that they have had on U.S. Today that rolled up their sleeve to be one of the first ones to take the vaccine. But the government had came out and said that the healthcare workers also have taken the vaccine. So we have all the healthcare workers across the country who have supposedly taken this vaccine. But Nurse LaShawn Scott was one of the first one in Kentucky to receive the Pfizer COVID-19. And we had another one, a black woman, by the name of Sandra Lindsay. And Sandra Lindsay is the second black woman to receive the COVID-19. These are the first two black women to receive this vaccine. And, of course, when you work in the healthcare industry, they're going to force you to basically take these vaccinations. And these two black women were the first to risk put their life on a line to take it. More power to you. Now, the reason why I'm going to tell you the reason why I have a problem with these vaccines. But let's go ahead and read what U.S. Today says, and I'm glad that I got this U.S. Today article, because the title says, "Hope at Last Arrives One Needle at a Time." Now, get that. Americans receive COVID-19 vaccinations for the first time. Historic moment comes as U.S. death exceeds 300,000. Okay? On a day when Joe Biden... presidential victory was confirmed and the U.S. reached 300,000 deaths from COVID-19. The first vaccinations against the coronavirus Monday drew comparison to the moon landing. That the lent perspective to the historic magnitude of medical achievement that might finally begin to restrain a runaway pandemic that has claimed more than 1.6 million lives globally and more than 72 million have been affected. Healthcare workers across the U.S. were the first to receive a shot from the Pfizer/BioNTech vaccine, which was granted emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration on Friday, got clearance from the Center for the Disease Control and Prevention on Sunday. Britain was the first Western country to implement mass inoculations last week. Now, we already know that Dr. Fauci here is in bed with the CDC, Rob Redford, or Mr. Redford here. We've told you that in plenty of articles. Every other social media outlet's told you about Fauci and Dr. Redford as well from the CDC. We know that both of them, along with Bill Gates, all of them are basically engaged in this whole vaccination propaganda. But as you know, you got to keep in mind that Joe Biden talked to us about a dark winter. What did Joe Biden mean by that? Did he mean that these vaccines were actually going to kill us? The vaccines that we have taken in the past, as some of my guests have basically pointed out, do cause certain types of side effects and had caused autism in certain types of children because of the strong dosage or the specific chemical that was used, and they know that kids specifically are not, able to basically take these vaccines stronger than adults. But having said that, the article goes on to say that healthcare workers across the U.S. were the first to receive, after a nurse at Temple General Hospital received the first coronavirus shot in the state, Dr. Charles Lockwood, Dean of the University of South Florida College of Medicine, drew a parallel between watching American astronauts. Hold on, guys. All right, sorry about that. Get those lights up if you're on YouTube. After the nurse at Tampa General Hospital received the first coronavirus shot in this state, Dr. Charles Lockwood, Dean of the University of South Florida College of Medicine, drew a parallel to watching American astronaut Neil Armstrong become the first human to step on the moon in 1969. "This is our magical Neil Armstrong moment," Lockwood said. "The vaccine has shown 95% effectiveness in clinical trials that was developed in less than a year, a fraction of the time it would usually take a researchers worldwide frantically sought an antidote to the virus discovered in China in December of 2019. Sandra Lindsay, as I mentioned earlier, a critical care nurse in a hard-hit New York City who was likely the first American to get the vaccine, said she wanted to instill public confidence that the vaccine is safe, despite being developed in a record time. "I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time to our history," Lindsay said. Now, this is the black woman talking. Operation Warp Speed, the federal government $10 billion efforts to accelerate the production and the distribution of a coronavirus vaccine, will ship to 2.9 million doses this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said. Another 2.9 million doses have been held back to set the goal out in time for the first people who were vaccinated to receive their second dose 21 days later. Okay. So this is a vaccine that you have to take two times. You got to take this twice. You got to take it whenever you take it or whatever the date you take it, they're going to reschedule you to take it a second time. Now, like I told you all, vaccines have caused autism in children. We're going to be talking about a doctor who was in an interview in a film, a documentary film. She did an interview with a documentary filmmaker, and she talked about how Dr. Fauci and others wanting to basically, depopulate the country, the world, or whatever. And so now we have a lot of questions. And that's where I want y'all to leave a comment on YouTube. Do you think that this vaccination is safe? Those of y'all who listen on Instagram, go ahead and turn it over to YouTube, because we're going to go off live here on Instagram here in just a moment. But do you think that these vaccines are safe? Okay. And so this woman had exposed Dr. Fauci before. I told y'all, Dr. Fauci been around a long time. He's like 71, 70, something like that, Bill Fakes and all these others. They're basically, behind the COVID-19. Now, understand that they talked about a dark winter. What did Joe Biden mean, a dark winter? Okay. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, he was selected by the Electoral College, and they have confirmed that he got more than 360 votes, and now he is the next president, I want to say the 46th president of these United States. Now, the divided states of America is basically, as you know, we got a news situation, a news outlet that doesn't tell the truth. We have a news outlet that don't bring the facts. That's the reason why we created the black media. And so people in the black community, we got to be able to understand why the propaganda continues to exist on our lives. Okay? White people and is going to always try. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some white people who are out there telling the truth, like the guy who exposed Dr. Fauci before said that Dr. Fauci had no real science education, or not to the level that what he's trying to practice. Dr. Fauci basically everybody is coming out saying that he's a fraud, and as a lot of, you know, we call him Dr. Fauci. We don't call him Dr. Fauci because we know that he's a fraud. He basically, they claim that he did all of this took all these classes and stuff, and he was hired in front of people who are really experienced in the science community, they were saying. And that doctor who basically exposed him, he ended up allegedly dying from pneumonia. So we got Dr. Fauci out there, and he's presented himself as being the know-it-all, if you will, as to why we need to take this vaccine. Okay? Like I said, they're going to give it to you two times, not one, two doses. You got to come back another 21 days. Now, let me just tell you the reason why I believe that Joe Biden said that we're going to have a dark winter is because certain types of things are going to happen where the virus, I mean, where the vaccine is the virus. You understand? You dig? And that people later is going to have to come back to the hospital to continue to get these doses despite getting the two vaccines. Okay? I'm just saying hypothetically that this might be what they're trying to do. You see, nobody is trusting the medical industry right now, and the hospitals are empty in some locations, not all, but a lot. And I remember I did some filming down there when the COVID-19 first hit, and they sent some security guards to try to get to remove me because I was filming inside the hospital emergency room where they're claiming that it was packed, but we show clearly that there was nobody in the damn thing. Okay? So when they had these vaccines, they basically were lying that these vaccines were safe before. They said the same thing to the sharecroppers when they took the vaccine at the Tuskegee experiment. So we have a situation where the vaccines are going to be given to us not once but twice. And this is the propaganda that Dr. Fauci and Robert Redford and everybody within this, Bill Gates, all of them, the white elitists and their bought and paid for bootlegs, all of them are behind this propaganda. You see, we in the New Voices of Black Media, we've been telling folks that Joe Biden constantly have been saying that it's going to be a dark winter. But see, a lot of black folks was caught up into the ideal of having a woman vice president. This woman vice president, of course, as you know, has a history of putting black folks in jail. And so to this president that we're going to get here on here in a minute. Now, if you listen on Instagram, you might want to go to Lawyer Henderson TV on YouTube because we fit to go off air on Instagram. Instagram has been basically, when I started talking some good game, here come Instagram wanting to say you got 30 seconds to remain online. So go ahead and go to Lawyer Henderson Live on YouTube. You can find me on Lawyer Henderson TV on YouTube. And if, when ScrewTube is not hating, we try to get things out. Now, they're going to try to flag this video because, of course, they don't want the evidence out there. They don't want the American people to think about this. But we've been the ones, not only in the New Voices of Black Media, there's other independent radio stations or YouTube channels and other people. We've been basically telling you the facts about what's going on here. As I said, Joe Biden had basically said that they're going to be a dark winter. And a lot of you who went out here and voted for this clown, which I didn't, didn't ask the question, well, what do he mean about a dark winter? Okay? Now, to break it all down, we go to the Guardian, which basically there is a doctor by the name of Judy Mikovits. I hope I said that name right. And she is exposed to Dr. Fauci and basically said that he is in a propaganda machine to try to depopulate and kill off certain people. And he's been doing this or been trying to do this since 1984. And we've seen Dr. Fauci in 1984 during the AIDS virus, where they were successfully in killing off millions of people with this so-called disease that had given false positive to a lot of people. Remember, I covered that about, Dr. Gallo, and also covered about how him and a French doctor by the name of Luc Montagné, how they were behind the AIDS epidemic and the creation of it, and there's a patent for it. And so this is just another do-over in the COVID-19 situation, that they were exacerbating their numbers of those people who they claim had died over this so-called disease, you see. In the black community, we have to start telling our people the truth, even though it might cost us our lives. The idea here is that the pandemic have been around for quite some time. But in the article from Sinclair Television, it reported that on The Guardian, and ladies and gentlemen, the fair use, give me permission, give me a right to basically use articles, to critique certain types of media outlets as far as their cover story and the person who's involved in the particular cover story. But before I read that, I want to ask you, you all who are on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button and comment, do you support this vaccine? But an article from Sinclair TV, from The Guardian. From The Guardian newspaper, write that Sinclair delays interview containing Fauci COVID-19 conspiracy theory. That's what the white media always say when they want to deflect the evidence and the truth. They got CNN say the same thing. And we know CNN is not good news reporting. We already know they bring that white supremacist Jeffrey Toobin, who was whacked, who got caught beating his meat on the Zoom video. They always bring him on, and he kept on trying to rationalize the police murder and killing of black folks. So we already know what CNN is all about. But the article in The Guardian write that Sinclair delayed interview with containing Fauci COVID-19 conspiracy theory. Plandemic researcher claims expert created the coronavirus, company says it is incredibly aware of pandemic dangers. Sinclair Television said on Saturday it would delay airing an interview with a conspiracy theorist who claimed baseless that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, created coronavirus behind current pandemic. Now, you already know that the white media always try to explain things, white-explain things, when they call things conspiracy theories. This is white folks' way of basically saying, oh, everything you're saying is not true, it's not backed up by facts. But basically, why is it that every time that somebody come and give an alternative view, you either have to kill them off, like the doctor that has been basically found dead, or you got to call it conspiracy theories? See, a real legitimate media will bring you on and say, well, what is your version of this medication? Why do you think, or this vaccine, why do you think that this vaccine is to depopulate the people? A real independent news source would have no problem bringing it on and bringing these people on. The doctors who called out Dr. Fauci, they would have no problems interviewing as to try to explain why this man, along with Bill Gates, why both of them do not qualify in the medical science industry. Now, this is the reason why we as black folks got to get more educated in science, because we are basically getting murdered because of the lack of information. See, this is an information age that we're in, and a lot of black folks don't understand that. But the article in The Guardian goes ahead to say that Dr. Judy Mikovits, a former research scientist, is behind the widely discredited plandemic video, which makes extreme of false and outlandish claims, including that any coronavirus vaccines that will kill millions in the beaches should not be closed because the sand and ocean will somehow treat COVID-19, end quote. And she's correct. You see, Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates want to take it further. Dr. Robert Redford from the CDC, all of them are conspiring to go ahead and do more so that they can basically say that, well, come on into the doctor's office and then we might need to put you on a ventilator. You see, they did the same thing with cancer. They did the same thing with AIDS. See, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to create another disease that a lot of people don't have. And if it is a so-called disease, an infectious disease, you wouldn't be. See, this is how we know that a lot of people in America don't know nothing about science. If this was a real disease, you would have to wear more than just a facial mask in order not to get an infectious disease. You have to wear a lot of these, the white hat masks that they be wearing. You have to wear all of the clothing that they be wearing, all of that, if you had a real infectious disease. You couldn't just basically just wear a face mask, as these doctors point out, in other avenues, and basically say that you're going to be covered. You see, this is the foolery of the American people. We allow the white elitists and their black flunkies to try to lie. And they got Dr. Kinsey out there. Remember, Dr. Kinsey, and we're going to talk about her, that's that black woman who hates black people. That woman was on Twitter, said all kinds of nasty things about black folks. They got her basically coming out again, and she's spreading that same propaganda that they told her to hide her black racism against her own people. They told her, don't come out there saying a lot of things that you said on Twitter, because we're going to have to convince, you know, black folks that this is the truth, because they're the first one to take the vaccine. Now, the thing about this is that this Dr. Kinsey, we knew that she played an important role with these white elitists, just like Kamala Harris. You see, they basically, when white men want you to believe something, they will push their women to the side and get a black woman, because a black woman can help them sell to other women in general, specifically other black women. But you already know black men are going to be skeptical, because all due respect, every time we see a white man and a black woman together, there are some problems. Okay, I'm just saying, they are always up to something, okay? And that's not being funny, that's basically just being, that's what I've seen, okay? If you're going to be in a relationship with a white man, that's your prerogative, but when it comes to our health, every time I see y'all, a white man and a black one, it's like, what the hell are y'all up to? I'm sorry. But the article goes on to say that Fauci is the 79-year-old. Oh, okay, I thought he was 71. But they said Fauci is the 79-year-old director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Now, let me stop right there, because he created that, as his foundation. It's not really what y'all think it is. You see, this is an institute that does so-called research, and basically that's why I try to tell people, we as black folks need our own institutes as well to study this crap. But they get billions of dollars in grants so that they can study so-called diseases, and then they will determine whether or not that they're going to unleash this on the science community and the science community bring it out to the public. Now, we know that Dr. Robert Gaylor, who supposedly discovered the AIDS, him and Luc Montagnier, they both also had was sitting on the same board of the same institute as well. But the article goes on to say that Fauci is the 79-year-old director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He has served the 6th president, but Donald Trump has sought to keep him off television, call him alarmist, and frequently undermine his work. Now, Donald Trump is basically correct about this. That's why they went behind closed doors and say, although Donald Trump won, we got to get his ass out of here, okay? Because he was basically saying, I don't understand the science math, science situation. Donald Trump was telling people the truth. Dr. Fauci is no real scientist. This man has served on the 6 presidents, I think, you know what the article said? Yeah, 6 presidents. And now they're coming to understand that Dr. Fauci is a fraud, period. And so this doctor, she basically knows that he'd been involved with this since 1984, trying to kill off the population. But the article goes on to say that the U.S. in the grip of worsening coronavirus outbreak, in which more than 4.1 million cases have been recorded and more than 145,000 people have died. My COVID lawyer, Larry Klayman, was also in an interview on the Sinclair's American This Week, and former Fox News host Eric Bolling. Footage was posted online. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, another institute backed up by people who goes and call Jewish name people name, and they get all upset and get their panties in a bunch. Here's another institute which monitors far-right groups in the U.S. Klayman and the founder of the Judicial Watch is a pathologically litigious attorney and professional gaslight, notorious for suing everyone from Iran's supreme leader to his own mother. On Bolling's show, Klayman and Malkovich said that they plan to sue Fauci because Malkovich claimed in the last decade the doctor manufactured and shipped coronaviruses to Wuhan, China, the origin of the pandemic. But they did have Dr. Fauci all the way over there in China. There was some effect where they basically showed an interview. I don't know if he was in China, but they showed some people in China. They had basically killed off a Chinese doctor who was trying to expose them as well when the virus first hit. And they basically were all behind closed doors saying that we have to bring this one here. And, I mean, just keep up with me because this is going to come to Joe Biden's claim that they're going to be a dark winter. And a dark winter is about trying to kill off as many people as they can slowly. Now, the article goes on to say that before Sinclair announced its delay, Bolling told CNN he did not know of any video Malkovich was in prior to or after appearing on my show, and said, frankly, I was shocked when she made the accusations. The host also said that he had questioned Malkovich's acclaim, which on screen he called hefty, and had added that Dr. Nicole Sapphire, a Fox News contributor to the show, in order to provide balance. I asked our producer to add Sapphire to the show for the express purpose of debunking the conspiracy theory, Bolling said. I believe viewers see that I did not and do not endorse Malkovich's theory. Sapphire said it was highly unlikely Fauci made the coronavirus, but she also said it was possible the virus was made in a laboratory. Leading Trump allies had pushed that claim as the administration seeks to blame China for the pandemic. Experts said the disease originated in a wet market where live wild animals are sold for food. Speaking at Guardian in May, Professor Eric Oliver at the University of Chicago Political Science and author of Enchanting America, How Institution and Reason Divide Our Politics, said medical conspiracy theories were the most widely circulated and believed. Let's stop right here with this conspiracy theory. Folks, we heard of medical apartheid. There's a book out there that talks about that. In fact, there's a book about the AIDS virus being created by Dr. Robert Galo. That book is out there. The man who basically mysteriously died, who wrote the book To Kill a Pale Horse, he mysteriously died. When another white doctor came after Dr. Fauci, he mysteriously died of pneumonia. Let's stop playing games. Why is it that all these doctors who called out Dr. Fauci basically end up dead? Let's stop playing games here. But to continue, not only was that the situation, but there's also the issue of Dr. Fauci in 1984 behind the AIDS pandemic or epidemic. So this man has been behind this a long time, and we showed you that article where he's up there with your major news, correspondents like Tom Brokaw and Barbara Walters. You see, they're the part of the elitists, and they got Richard Parson, this black man. He basically is a part of that whole entity as well. So we have the white elitists, and then we have other white elitists along with their black bootlegs that are trying to sell us this lie. So this woman is not far-fetched, because Malkovich, this woman who basically exposed this, Dr. Fauci basically knew that she was writing an article, and she talked about this in a documentary. And Dr. Fauci got upset because she wanted to release her article, and Dr. Fauci wanted a copy of it, and he started yelling at her, saying, "Give me this damn press or this material and that paperwork, you know, and you'll be fired and all that." So Dr. Fauci has been around for a long time lying about these claims that there's an outbreak. And Trump is now leaving office because they spent billions and billions of dollars in paying off the elitists, along with certain types of government officials, so that they can basically push this to the public. And this is the reason then why they want Trump out of office now. See, it was supposed to be that if Trump basically was going on with the program, that he would have stayed in office, okay? And so I lost my bet with my brother, by the way, on that. But since he was not cooperating, that's the reason why the votes held up around 3 o'clock. They said, no, they made a decision to say, no, Donald Trump is up there telling us to be alarmed about Dr. Fauci. He's up there calling his work dirty science and all that. And now it's just time for him to stay off TV, you see. So Dr. Fauci wasn't getting that much. He wasn't getting that much credit. He wasn't getting that much publicity and that much advertisement, if you will, from your old dead mainstream media. So now, since they got Trump out of office, here comes Joe Biden, who said, for the 4 years I'm in office, it's going to be a dark winter. Okay? And that's when y'all Negroes went out there and voted for that man. This man has already told you and showed you for 47 years, not only did he not do anything for black folks, but he showed you that he's not going to do anything for you. He's going to basically try to lead you to a dark winter, because he don't like you. This man hates black folks. He basically did the eulogy, as Senator Scott pointed out, Senator Tim Scott pointed out, he did the eulogy for the leader of the KKK. And so now you're going to put this man in office with all of the rhetoric, saying an N-word, and when he was in Congress or the Senate or one of them, this man has been in office 47 years, 48 years, and he has been basically doing everything he can to destroy black folks. And y'all Negroes were out there and voted for him. They showed up at my house. It was like, wow. They wanted me to vote for in the first election and second election because they're trying to get Ossoff and Warnock in office. And that's when, and that's because you had Joe Biden beating behind the so-called civil rights leaders. They were behind closed doors, and he was yelling at them saying that we have had a race in Georgia that they have to win or whatever. So you got them basically saying we got to all the time, you know, bring these so-called viruses out. Every year they do this with the H1N1. That was Dr. Robert Galo's little disease. Then you had them coming out with SARS. So we're not, you know, this is not new. Okay? This is not new. You see? And then they mentioned cocktails. They mentioned cocktails being inside these vaccines. And remember, I want to say they use cocktails when you basically, when they're giving you the death penalty and they put that needle in your arm, they have those chemicals, and cocktails are used in those chemicals, okay? And I'm not saying that's the same thing in the vaccines, but what I'm saying, I heard that mentioned, and cocktails are used when they give you a death penalty, okay? So what I'm thinking is that maybe that it may not basically kill you right then and there, but as you get that second dosage, hell, it's just like it's a slow death, because when they put that needle, they put the chemical in your veins, it can slowly go within the vein into your blood vessels and your insides and all that. That's what happened with the AZT medication. It was killing people off with their insides. So we have to be very careful here. And Dr. Fauci was being called out by these other scientists, these virologists. They said that he basically don't know what the hell he's talking about. You see, when you got billions and billions of dollars and your goal is to kill off a population, why? Ask Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and Dr. Robert Redford, why I just want to just sit down and discuss killing off your own citizens? We only got 311 million people in the United States. Why kill us off? What's the point? You're never, ever going to depopulate enough people, black folks. We make more babies than white people. That's not our fault. And Joe Biden was up there saying, he basically proved what I've been saying, that yes, by the year 2053, white people will be a minority in their own nation. What that has to do with us? We're not the one out there sleeping with animals and goats and stuff. We're having children by women. And so it's like it is a foolish thing to make billions and billions of dollars. Dr. Fauci is 79 years old. What did he need more money for? He's been paying off people alive for years. Why did he need more money? What's the point? You see, but we get people like this, and let's go ahead. But the Sinclair News were saying that they were going to just not really – I want to go – let's go ahead and read the article. It says some people are prim to seek out some sort of simple answer to very complex political and health issues, and into that void conspiracy theories rush right in. Sinclair offers a considerable platform through TV stations across the U.S. The company links to the Trump administration have come under scrutiny, for example, when in 2018, local news anchors were instrumented to read an identical script criticizing fake news stories. Its chairman, David D. Smith, has said that in 2016, he told Trump, "We are here to deliver your message." In a statement on Saturday, the company said, "We are incredibly aware of the danger of the COVID-19, and our stations across 81 markets have remained steadfast to covering their communities with a focus on safety and adherent to local protocols and regulations nationwide. After further review, we have decided to delay the episode's airing. We will spend the coming days bringing together other viewpoints and provide additional context. All stations have been notified not to air this and will instead be re-airing last week's episode in its place. See, when you got money, you can control anything. Here, this documentary, The Plandemic, was supposed to air up on Sinclair Television. And now, with all of these other media and outlets, along with not even having a difference of opinion from the so-called conspiracy theorists, we get an interview delayed. And this is the problem with the old dead mainstream media, along with the black flunky media, you know, that we basically used to have. Thank God of the new voices of black media. Because the new voices of black media, we get you to think, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Fauci and Robert Redford and Bill Gates, all three of them are white male elitists. And their whole agenda is depopulation. They're trying to control the population. They have been doing this, as the doctor basically said in her interview, since 1984. The movie The Plandemic would have basically gave a different type of perspective to what we basically are all thinking about this vaccine. The vaccines in the past, as I've been reiterating and I'll say it again, have caused all kinds of side effects. Vaccines in the past have caused autism. To give this stuff to our kids will be very devastating. They got it, of course, where you can also, you cannot sue, I understand. But this win that Joe Biden has, it suggests that, according to U.S. Today, that Joe Biden got 306 electoral college votes, whereas Donald Trump got 232. This is letting you know that after Donald Trump said that he was not going to participate in wanting Dr. Fauci to come in to basically get real news from him, that's when the other white elitists used their billions of dollars and influence to kick him out of the Electoral College. This is what money does for people. And they're bought and paid for bootlegs who's been carrying water for white supremacy. It's right there by their side. That's why you got Dr. Kizzy out there. You know, they're talking all this black girl magic because her and Kamala Harris, they're the key front bootleg female bandwenches who is going to sell us these lies. I told you, whenever these elites start giving black women all kinds of tangibles, they start giving them all kinds of goodies, they start giving them all kinds of jobs, that's a black woman you got to watch out for. And I explained to you that there is a crisis in black relationship because of us being able to be bought off by the white elites. Dr. Kinsey is basically showing you, even with her Twitter feeds, they told her to basically take off and delete when she basically were downgrading and called and basically saying that black folks, you know, she will say all kinds of stuff about black folks. And this is the black woman who we're supposed to trust. You got two black women that they're showing here on U.S. Today, where they basically, one of them was also complicit, as she said, that she wants everybody to basically be comfortable with this as well. You see? And this is the kind of propaganda that we have seen ever since this country became a nation. We've seen, of course, that Europeans, they in the past, of course, did not directly, if you will, just shoot and kill us like their ancestors did. But they don't have to do that. They don't have to destroy your economy. All they have to do is just close stores and force you to take vaccines if you're going to get government assistance. You see, they're not going to force you to take it. But, yeah, in order to get those food stamps, you got to take it. Okay? They're not going to force you to take it. But in order to travel, you got to have it. Those paperwork says you took it. But the question about this is what happened to our religious claims? We have a right because of religion not to take this vaccine and still get admitted to colleges and universities. We have a right not to take this vaccine based upon our religious belief and still is supposed to get government assistance. You see, nobody don't want to look at it from a religious standpoint because they've been so tied up in trying to do things deadly to us from a barbaric and more hideous and the diabolical standpoint here. Told you that the white supremacists have been very busy out here. They have been very busy. They have been creating this lie, this fraud, and now they basically have bought out Sinclair Broadcasting and told them, even though that you're supposed to be a so-called independent media, you can't go out there talking, airing this documentary about Dr. Fauci. This man who basically, along with him and Robert Galo, and Luke Montagne and other doctors, along with Robert Redford and others, excuse me, have been very complicit in their plot and scheme, populate the earth, specifically for Africans and black people in the United States. They wanted the virus to go only to black folks first before it went to white people. And Donald Trump said, well, no, let's give it to everybody and so that everybody could be comfortable with it. He also was questioning Dr. Anthony Fauci's scientific background in which other doctors have came out before against Anthony Fauci. And now every time somebody come out to him, either they wind up dead or they get cut off the news sector of media. That's because money talks and bullshit walks. So Fauci was able, through grants and other types of business, billions of money that he got from the government, he's able to pay off certain types of people. And then they were talking about how they had to basically lie and say that the deaths in the hospital was caused by COVID. They were showing doctors who have already had the experience in filling out death certificates, telling them how to write it and say that they had died over because of COVID-19 after they've been placed with this ventilator in which they make $39,000 off. $13,000 if you can just get the patient into your hospital and basically say that they basically had COVID-19, you get $13,000. This is what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. So we hear that Joe Biden called for a dark winter. What is this dark winter he's talking about? This dark winter that he's talking about probably will be that these vaccines, as they roll out, will be something that's basically see a lot of us, you know, having health issues or even die. We've seen the history of this. So let's go ahead and conclude here as far as the article. It says that we believe everyone deserves access to information that grounded in science and truth, and analysts rooted in authority and integrity. That's why we made a different choice to keep our reporting open for all readers, regardless of where they live or what they can afford to pay. Powerful journalists drives change. This is some of the high-impact reporting Guardian readers funded in 2020. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Because if people had funded you and you got over 800 and $30,932 that you raised because people wanted to hear independent media, all of that was washed away because you stopped the documentary of the pandemic. We had high hopes of an independent media, but it seems like all of y'all are just bought off billions of dollars in y'all pocket. And that's the reason why we started the New Voices of Black Media, because it's like we don't in the black community get all the facts here. The question is, do we trust this vaccine? And a lot of people are refusing to not take it. And they have a reason to be skeptical. Go back and look at my commentary on the Tuskegee experiment, where black sharecroppers participated in getting all kinds of vaccines and how they had killed them off. And we see here in our pivotal moment at a time in history where Joe Biden has announced a dark winter. And could this dark winter be that they're going to be piles of death from so-called COVID-19. How the movie, our documentary, The Plandemic, at least asked the question. You see? That's the issue. That's what people are afraid to talk about. And if you're afraid to talk about it, that's fine. Be cowards. Let them roll up your sleeve and take that shot. Be cowards. Well, all I'm saying, and as we said in the New Voices of Black Media, why can't we at least have the discussion? If you want to call in. Also, I wanted to talk about, at least the only good thing that I see about this money-wise is that at least you know that the stocks are going to go up and you start putting money into Pfizer, start putting your money into this new company they got out of Massachusetts called Moderna. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and read the article here. They said that after Sandra Lindsay the second black woman who took it from the New York City, the U.S. Today go on to write that Operation Warp Speed, the federal government's $10 billion effort to accelerate the production and distribution of coronavirus vaccines, will ship 2.9 million doses this week, Health and Human Resources Secretary Alex Azar said. and another 2.9 million doses have been held back and set to go out in a time for first people who were vaccinated to receive their second dose 21 days later. So like I said earlier, you're taking two of these doses. Okay, not one, you're getting two. A two-shot vaccine, it goes on to say that it's scheduled for review Thursday, adding to the country's stockpile, which is expected to total 40 million doses by the end of the year. The majority of those who are served for the healthcare workers and residents and the staff of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, which accounted for nearly 40% of COVID-19 deaths. Okay. So they're already saying that the people in the house, in the hospital, okay, because they basically were reporting that people in the hospital was getting it all. And that's questionable. Okay? That's questionable. Because how do you get this disease? Working in the health industry is very dangerous now because it basically tells you that we don't care about our facility having infectious diseases and things you're not supposed to touch or chemicals and things of that nature that causes this this crazy stuff going into your body, all the inflammation. We're going to still tell you to work and come to work, and we're not going to tell you that you can catch COVID or any other type of disease while you're working here. And you got to get vaccinated. So they forced 40% of people in the healthcare industry, you got to take it. There's no in, if, or but about it. You're taking that vaccine because you are a healthcare worker, just like the article from US Today said. We can make sure that we can give it to y'all facilities first. So that puts the healthcare workers on the front line, although they're saying that 41% of y'all are the ones affected here. And basically, you got to be able to understand that this is the perfect time for you to look for other jobs. Because although you're trying to make money in the healthcare industry, this is not a time for you to be in the healthcare industry. It is in such a way because they just put $10 billion. I understand that money is going to help, but it's not going to help you people at the bottom, what they call the peons. You know, your nurses, your CNAs, your RNs, your LPNs, and your doctors. They're all at the bottom. Well, then on top of y'all are the doctors. On top of them are the scientists. On top of them is the white elitists and their bought and bootleg paid for Negroes. You see, so they have a elitist agenda that is basically bringing it all down to the bottom to say that y'all got to take the vaccine because y'all work in industry. And just look at all the other things that we have to take and vaccines, you know, because of CDC being here right in Atlanta before we go to school, before we do anything. And so you have to understand this is the reason Joe Biden won, because he basically, the billions of dollars being put out by Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and others went to the Electoral College and bought them out and said, we can't have Trump in there for a second term because he's over there messing up our plans and our duties here. We got to basically get him out of office because he's looking at Dr. Fauci as being a dirty scientist that is engaging in dirty science. And there's other doctors who's been found dead after they called out Dr. Fauci and said this man has no real scientific background. And they don't understand why he became the head of anything. But since he's been in the industry now for a long time, they put him into a position and gave him a position that he does not qualify for. And that's what white people can do. They have all of these people who are not qualified, but yet they get into all these positions, okay? And one of the things that happens here is that they have no, like Dr. Fauci, have no real, experience in all of the scientists that it takes. He called himself a virologist, okay? And basically everybody else and all these other scientists have said he's wrong about this. We study this. He doesn't study it. You see, he doesn't study any of the, how the respiratory system worked. We study that. So how can he make a claim about this being effective when he's in this particular category and we can handle that? See, that's what other doctors were saying about him in the early 80s when he was chosen by these six presidents, including Obama, I think it was, as well, who had him on board. So we have to look at this as being propaganda. And we already know that CNN, ABC News, CBS, all of them are not telling the truth. And that's one thing that white lady said out there when CNN, gave her the mic and they were out there protesting. She was asking, well, why you don't believe that? Because, she said nobody, I'm not saying verbatim, but she basically said to the effect that nobody listens and trusts the mainstream white media no more, not even white people, okay? It has gotten so corrupt that it does not give you real news. The fact that Sinclair pulled the documentary shows you that we don't have real, true, independent media. And then you get people who say, well, we're going to raise money like Sinclair did and say that we're going to give you some good media. Now you pulled a documentary that has an alternative view to what Dr. Fauci and others are saying about this so-called virus. Dr. Fauci, as I told you earlier, since 1984 in our own research here at the Lloyd Henderson TV show, have been around since the 1980s. He's been also a part of the AIDS epidemic, and he is basically have been around for some time. When Joe Biden talked about after his win and his so-called victory, that he basically was only elected to help in pushing along with his female so-called woman of color, this immigrant, bedwench, to push an agenda upon the American people and people of the world and experiment on us, as Farrakhan beautifully put it in question. Who gave you the right to sit down and determine who should live and who should die? This is the problem of white supremacy. This is the true issue of why this country, you have to be very, very careful. All of those people who basically died from the AZT medication during the AIDS so-called epidemic didn't have to lose their lives. And here's Dr. Fauci again, wanting to then start a new pandemic to do more damage. These are people we have to watch out for. These white supremacists at the elite, at the top, are very dangerous. And instead of using their monies to help poor people in the United States, billions of dollars they will never be able to spend, they decide that they're going to put in depopulation. That is not only barbaric, but ladies and gentlemen, that is diabolical. Join me tomorrow when I break down China and McClain. She said that she is leaving a show from the CW and talked about leaving Hollywood. That's tomorrow as we go over the Lawyer Henderson Show. Thanks for listening here. Lawyer Henderson Show's live. And don't forget also, before we play the music here, that you can go ahead and hit that thumbs up button and leave your comments. Also, we'll be keeping up to date with this COVID-19 and what they're saying. And also, we're going to keep you up to date with the investigation into the murder of Casey Goodson Jr. out of Ohio. Of course, a sheriff's deputy murdered him as he was coming back from a dentist appointment and buying his younger brother and grandma some Subway sandwiches. So we basically is going to keep up to date with that on the Lawyer Henderson Show.